Welcome to What's the Buzz New York. Good morning. I'm your host, Nancy Lombardo. Thank you for tuning in today. We'll have some fun. I like to get my announcements out of the way. Let's get right out of the way. Betty Jo Tucker Movie Attic Headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Dog Talk Radio. Always a fun show, and she's got tons of archived shows as well. And George Benninger Show. That'll be on Dreamstream Radio, Sundays at 1 p.m. and Wednesdays at 4 p.m. Yeah, always fun with my buddies. Okay, what else is going on? I'll be at Princeton, Catch Rising Star, May 4th and 5th. Okay, two shows on Saturdays. Go to catchrisingstarprinceton.com and make your reservations today. Okay, and hope you all had a good weekend. It got cold. I don't like the cold. I don't like it at all. And I can't wait for it to warm up. Is it spring yet? Because I'm waiting for it. Okay. Here's a little Tom Carozza to start us off with.
Would you like to go? Somewhere that's fun. You won't be a no-show when the golden spirals are spun. mojo. When you mix some red with some blue, you won't resist that pure amethyst. Your third eye opens and takes in the view. Indigo, a go-go, a place you can go visualize. Indigo, a go-go.
Go, come on baby, go, go like a yo-yo.
Was Tom Carozza. You can find that CD on CD Baby. Always fun with Tom Carozza. Gotta love him. Okay. What do we have here in Florida? Let's see. All right. We have, oh yeah, here's something fun to do. If you want to see me performing live in an event coming up, it's Ira and Isabella's Jewish Italian Wedding. You're part of the family. Dance the Tarantella and the Hora. Be a guest, bridesmaid, catch a bouquet. Party like you're at a real wedding, but cheaper. You don't have to bring a gift. All right, that's this Saturday. And to get more information, go to Laugh Out Loud Productions. This one will be in Queens, but if you go, I'll give you the, it's at April 26th, Astoria World Manor, 7 p.m., it's, wait, that's not, doesn't sound like the right address, but okay, 2522 Astoria Boulevard, but I'll check on that. Go to the website just to be sure. All right, thank you, and May 4th at Douglastown Manor, okay, 7:30. So go to Laugh Out Loud Productions, and you'll check it out. Thank you. All right, let's silence that phone and go on with the song.
Here's Joan Rivers.
Perfect. No, that was one, and I'm so glad it's a good audience because I do you like the, I've been.
Here's Joan Rivers.
No, that was one, and I'm so glad it's a good audience because I do you like the, I've been trying on, I didn't know it's the beginning of the week. Should I put on print? Should I put on pants? Should I put on long dress? Do you like the dress? I have tried on everything in the world. Yeah, thank you very much. That's simple. It's simple. You know what I mean? I changed more times than Victoria Principal's age. I mean, I just, oh, then again, I shouldn't make a joke about Victoria Principal. Who is my best friend? Because no, because women are allowed to lie about their age, especially when you get a little old. Because you know what? Because women, as you get older, people get very angry with you. You know, they don't like the men don't go for you as much. You know what I mean? And yesterday I said to my husband Edgar, women are like wine. The older we get, the better we become. He locked me in the closet. And because you reach a certain age, you know what? How old are you?
69.
So what are you really? About 72? Because you look great. You look good for 69. Honestly, really 69? You're just saying that.
No, I swear.
It's where are you from?
Odessa, Texas.
Texas. Oh, sure. Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. So Southern women see play Corvette, my age. Southern women are so smart. They play cutesy wootsy wootsy till the day they die, and the men go bananas. Okay, honey. Northern women. No, it's true. I guess if I walk around and say, that's my age, they go, okay, I am so old. The band leader at my wedding was Nero. I mean, I cannot. And I'm still trying to have sex. Do you have a good sex life still? You're so lucky. What's your name? What's your name?
Seal Valentine.
Seal Valentine? Seal my sex life, may I tell you, Seal. And I put mirrors up over the bed, but I'm getting so old, I may have to be bifocals. My age now. I have a copy of the Ten Commandments. It's signed. A mixed drink to me is geritol and prune juice. It is recent. And then, you know what someone said? To keep looking young, exercise. But, how do you exercise? Okay, I'm just curious to know. I hate it. Do you like to do it? Oh, I hate to exercise. Oh, the only time my body moves is when I'm holding a vibrator. I hate it. Go do Jane Fonda. She'll whip you into shape. The only man that's going to whip me into shape is Indiana Jones. I'll tell you right. Not that he would like me. I have no sex appeal. Oh, please, Mrs. Valentine. Last night I said to my husband, Edgar, would you call me an attractive woman? He said, call your own. That's why. And she came over. She was nice looking. She's my best friend. No. But the thing is, that's why you're exercising, the body looks good and everything. Get the gifts now. Get the gifts while the body is firm. Oh, no, once the body starts going like that, my thighs, flabby flip. Thank God my stomach covers them. But am I going, get gifts and get explicit gifts. You know what I'm saying? Don't be coy. Don't say, I would like what you give me. Tell him what you want. No, this is very important. A friend of mine, she wanted a diamond, so she was too, stupid to say, I want a diamond. What she said was, give me something that I'll have forever. He gave her herpes. Because attitudes change. How long are you married?
50 years.
50 years? That's great. Is it working now? Is it working now, do you think? Wouldn't that be funny if you said, no, the hell with him, I'm getting a divorce. I'm married 18 years, and let me tell you, things have changed. When you first get married, they open the car door for you. 18 years now, once he opened the car door for me in the last 4 years, we were on the freeway at the time. It changes. In the old days, he used to take me out to dinner. Last night, I said, I'd like to go out to dinner. He kicked my dish on the porch. Do you know why it changes? It goes back again to sex appeal, and it goes back to bazoomos. I have no boobies. And you forget, And then today I was all undressed, and I was in the dressing room. That's why you still would be undressed in the hall. I was undressed in the dressing room, and Peggy Lee walked in and saw my chest and said, is that all there is? She's going to be on the show tonight. Isn't that exciting? But we have a wonderful show for you tonight. We have a fabulous show. We have David Brenner, who is my good friend. We have Peggy Lee, who looks a lot better than me. And Jamie Farr. So please, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Nice to see you. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Person of our show here.
Thank you. And 50 years married. That kills
Isn't
me.
Isn't that something?
Wonderful. She'll have another 50 happy years and then have a big fight. You know what
I like all of mine laid end to end to make up to 50. That would be nice.
It could be almost.
It's possible. Yes.
And when you look back, which I always, you come out on the stage, you look back, you think, I never thought I'd be standing here talking to you or anything like that. My first job was 21 years ago. I was trying to get in the business.
Really?
Yeah, and I was a waitress. I never thought I'd be on. I thought I was going to be on the stage. I thought I'd be on it like this. You know what I mean?
Were you a good waitress?
Well, it was a lousy place. It was International Lean-To of Pancakes, like a little tiny place. And I was trying to do. Lily Tomlin and I both were waitresses, and we would do jokes. You know what I mean? Somebody would say things like, what comes with the apple pie, and we go flies. And the people are like, and they would leave. What was your first job?
Actually, my first job, I worked on a in a service station in Arlington, Oregon, fixing truck tires for wheat trucks. And there are nights you get out on a stage in Vegas and, you know, the audience is kind of staring back at you and you think, I could be in Arlington changing truck tires in 115 degree heat.
So I'd much rather be here.
Oh, by all means.
Oh, yeah. I never tried gas pumping. That's the only thing.
Well, it's quite an experience.
Yeah. Now tell me where we're going to be and then we can do the show.
You're dressed for it. You know,
yes.
That looks lovely.
Just my little diamonds and Winston playing around.
Are they really? Are those really?
No, I don't wear anything real. Are you kidding? Yeah, if the day I could give me this, the day I got a trick pelvis. I mean, no.
Gotta love Joan Rivers. Anyway, let me give you that some more information on that because I think the information I got was a little ahead of itself. I think that was the information for the 26th. So, again, go to www.laughoutloud.new york, and that's where you can really see a fun show called Ira and Isabella's Jewish Italian Wedding, and it's an interactive event where you're actually part of the event. You might catch a bouquet. You might get to have the garter taken off. Who knows? You could be a bridesmaid. Anyway, it's a lot of fun. We dance, we laugh, we sing. It's a typical Italian Jewish wedding. What can I say? Only super funny. Okay, and this Saturday it will be at the Orsona Club, and that's in Queens, 2623 18th Street. So check that out. But you can find all the information on the site, and on the 26th. It's the World Manor. That's what I have here. On April 26th, Astoria World Manor at 7 p.m. And May 4th, Douglas Manor. So, okay, I just didn't get this week's out in time. www.laughoutloudnewyork.com, and you can find more information on all of that going on. Thank you very much. All right, now let's keep going. In honor of Ira and Isabella's wedding. Okay, also Betty Jo Tucker. Sorry, I just saw your note pop up, Betty Jo. Betty Jo would like you to know that this Tuesday will be an on-demand episode with filmmaker Henry Jolon. Am I saying it right? Or Haglum? I don't know. I can't speak French, Betty. Anyway, Movie Attic Headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Check it out. All right. How about a little Italian music to keep us going? With Vanessa Rache. And the one, and the two, and the three.
Non mangia più, non dorma più che per Andrea. Che piccoli, che veni a di sta gelosia. Tu vuoi soffrire, tu vuoi morire. Chi to fa fa pure in braccio di mamma non possiamo figgere di è tutta verità che mamma devo capire e passi spazi sotto il tuo barcone ma tu si vuoi una non conosce le mani che ancora così giovane. Guaglione che ti mi son capa vaiu capalona che vono disi lacrime vate non ma va ridere pure in braccio di mamma non facciamo piccere di a tutta verità che mamma devo capire. Not so you have to go back home tonight. Go back home to your mama. You are way too young for me. You are just a little boy. This is all your fantasy. I see you pacing back and forth underneath my window. What do you think you're waiting for? You'll never wander through my door. It makes me sad to see you wasting life below my window. Why can't you just be a boy who's busy with your toy? Go home to your mama. You are way too young for me. You are just a little boy. This is all your fantasy.
And that Ira and Isabella's Jewish Italian wedding theme going. Let's not play some Italian music. Here we go.
Velika vizijera je zata, pa sa skabanjan opet u leda, koman u guabo se deva guarda. Tu vo fado merigano, 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 viendame I to papa, tu vai vivere alla moda, ma se bevi whisky and soda, poti siente di sorba, tu abolo proprio, to gioca pesi bol, messo da pegame, chitali dalla borsata di mamma, se vuoi fare americano, 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 ma se nati in Italia, siendame, non c'è sta niente fa, ok Napolita, tu vuoi fare America, tu vuoi fare America. Come devo capire chi te vuol bene? Sì, sulle palle mie sto americano. Quando se va l'amore sotto la luna, come ti vedi in capa di I love you. Tu vuoi fare americano, americano, americano. Andame quito papa, tu vuoi vivere alla moda, ma se bevi whisky and soda, poti siente di sorba, guavo lo rovero, so gioca baby ball, ma che so te pega me, chi te li dà la tua mamma, tu vuoi fare l'americano, americano, americano, ma si nati in Italia. Siéntame, non c'è sta niente fa. Ok, Napolita, tu vuoi fare America, tu vuoi fare America. Americano, americano, americano. Siéntame, chi tu vuoi fare? Tu vuoi vivere alla moda, ma se bevi whisky and soda, poti siente di sorba. Tu abolo, rockero, tu gioca pezzi bo, ma è so de apegame, chi te li dà. No, ma se nati in Italia, siéntame, non c'è sta niente pa, ok Napolita, tu vuoi fare America, tu vuoi fare America, America.
Yeah, all right, that's for tribute to Ira and Isabella's Italian Jewish wedding, or Jewish Italian wedding, however you want to say it. It's always fun. It's going to be a fun show this Saturday in Queens. All right, go to Laugh Out Loud and check it out. You could also go to www.laughstub.com/events. Get out. We got a lot of places to see it. Okay, Ira and Isabella's wedding. So got a lot of upcoming shows. One this Saturday, if you could still get in. Not sure if it's sold out, but should be lots of fun. Okay, we'll keep it going as the show moves on fast. Wow, down to the last 4 minutes. How does that happen? I don't know. I guess we're just having a good time, and isn't that all that really matters in the scheme of things? I think so. All right, don't forget Betty Jo Tucker Movie Addict Headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Okay. What do we got to end on here? I got a little short time, and we'll go out on that. Okay. Oh, let's see. That's too long. I'm trying to find a little shortness for you. Okay. Don't forget, my CDs are available on CD Baby. Easy download. Lots of fun. What else is coming up? Anything coming up? Oh, yes. Don't forget to catch me and Bob Greenberg. We'll be co-headlining at Catch a Rising Star in Princeton. That's at the Hyatt. So you could check that out there, and it's going to be a fun show. Let's go out with a tribute, How It to Moms, I think so.
I wake up in the morning, didn't sleep well through the night. I tried to get some Z's, but the voices made me right. I need a cup of Java to jumpstart and feel pert. My boys can't see from my glazed eyes that I am not alert. Everything I tell you goes in one ear, out the other. Just do what I say and listen to me. You'll live longer. I'm your mother. Make me, cray to the Z. You make me, cray to the Z. No texting at the table.
Thank you for tuning in. This is What's the Buzz New York. I'm your host, Nancy Lombardo. Everybody have a good, safe, cozy, warm day. Thank you very much.